What's good? What's good? We're back. Yours truly, one and only Paul Pigger, host of the Paul Pigger Podcast, aka Triple P, aka the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. Today, I'm going to react to a video. It's another Anton Daniels video, one of my favorite content creators. Before we do that, though, and actually, this video is about how dating should be. Before we get into that, though, I'm going to give you a word from promopalace.biz. All right, let's run this ad right now.
Looking for music marketing and promotion? Then look no further than Promo Palace LLC, your one-stop shop for all music promotion services. Services include Spotify playlist pitching, YouTube video promotion, record pool promotion, blog placements, radio airplay promotion, SoundCloud promotion, and much more. With over 2,000 customers and over 10 years of experience in online promotion, Promo Palace LLC is a company you can trust. For more info, please go to promopalace.biz. See you there.
That's right. You heard it, beautiful lady. If you need online marketing promotions for your music, product, brand, or service, please go to promopalace.biz. Get 15% off music promo at promopalace.biz. Use coupon code Labor Day 2023. Also, you can use the coupon code Happy Halloween 2023. That's another 15% off coupon code. Let's get into it. The great Anton Daniels. And this is a video where this woman is explaining how dating should be.
In the beginning of dating, most women want to be courted and taken out. Therefore, men have to spend money on them. In the beginning of dating, most men want to. They do not have clear intentions yet, but it's always one of their wants. Most women tend to not the first night, but men still get a pay on the first date. So don't kill me, ladies, but how is it fair that men have to spend money on you since day one, but men do not get what they want since day one? Since you ladies want to know the man a little more before you decide to share yourself with him sexually, which I totally understand and encourage, I think men should not pay for dates. Logic, right? Men should remove their money since you are removing your pussy. Each other's wants should be put on the back burner until we get to know each other and feel comfortable. During that time, 50-50 should be applied on all dates, dinners, activities, everything.
Let's run that back.
Yourself with him sexually, which I totally understand and encourage. I think men should not pay for dates. Logic, right? Men should remove their money since you are removing your pussy. Each other's wants should be put on the back burner until we get to know each other and feel comfortable. During that time, 50-50 should be applied on all dates, dinners, activities, everything. Once you reach that point of comfort.
I gotta stop for a second. This is my kind of woman. I've always said this is how first, you know, dates should get be until it becomes a relationship. I've always said that.
But you ladies can give up the box and you men can start spending money on ladies. Like that, nobody gets used. Nobody complains about, oh, bitches only want me for my money and, oh, motherfuckers only want me for my pussy.
The problem is that most of these people are not really trying to find a spouse. They're really just trying to find somebody that they can spend some time with. Short term until the next person comes along. Nobody is actually dating with intention. Everybody is dating with an objective, right? The guy's objective is to bust her down, which is one of the reasons why he's willing to take her out and spend money and impress her. And then the woman's intention is to find a simp that they can then use and put in their phone as food in order to substitute for somebody that's actually got some substance. So then when you see people complaining about things that they're not looking for, it makes it disingenuous and it actually ruins the pool for everybody, because then people start to spread themselves around. They become jaded. They no longer want to be a part of the pool because they've experienced negative things on a grand scale. A lot of guys has been finessed. They now bitter about it. A lot of chicks has been used up. And so now they bitter about it because nobody actually wants to look at them as wifey material because they're no longer wifey material. And then on top of that, people take what they've experienced in previous relationships, including all of this jaded mindset, into the new relationships, which then don't yield positive results at all, right? And so I've largely believed that you should remove all of the things. I don't think that people should just go 50-50 on everything, because you can't unsee what it is that you've been taught. The unfortunate problem is that these standards were based off of yesteryear, as far as how it is that we look at relationships and how people are dating. And so when people are saying that, well, you know, men should pay for dates and they should do this and they should do that, but we live in a time where women are making, according to what you guys are saying, a lot of women are making just as much money, if not more, than men, and have the freedom to do what they want to do. So there is no courting from the man to the woman, because everything is out of line and out of purpose. And so you can't apply traditional standards to modern times, because you've remixed it so much to where it's not necessarily conducive, yet at the same time, he's expecting something in return from an impure woman, right? So really, the solution is not necessarily, in my opinion, to go 50-50 on anything. Really, the solution is just to network effectively, meaning that you just out, you hanging about, there is no objective, you don't feel any pressure whatsoever, you don't even have to have the conversation about 50-50, because everybody is out doing their own thing and getting their own bill, and you know, you don't have to worry about anything that comes along with if you do or don't decide to vibe with somebody, because everybody is in their own space. You walk up to somebody, you have a conversation, whatever, so on and so forth. Everybody is not moving with the idea of necessarily busting somebody down. And that's usually what comes along with date, hotel rooms, flying people out, whatever, so on and so forth. But if you network effectively, there is no pressure, because everybody is just chilling and hanging out and having a good time with everybody. And nobody is moving with any kind of intention or ill will towards the person that they're sitting across.
I got to stop. I usually agree with Anton Daniels for the most part. And I agree with some of what he said, but it sounds like he's not living in reality. He's living in some utopia where, you know, I get what he's saying. Everybody has an objective. Dudes want to bust on the first date. Women want to see how far they can stretch the damn bill, you know. But that's the majority. But there is a minority that is more traditional. My sister and her husband are more traditional. And I do get that the theme seems to be like non-traditional women wanting traditional men. And that doesn't work, you know. There was another video I'm going to react to where the woman says she's hard to find a traditional man who's not conservative and is liberal. Well, that's because liberals aren't traditional.
From is just good conversation. You get to see how people act and operate without any kind of expectation, meaning that you get to hear and see them operate in a full bloom without having to uncover or deflower all of the presentation layer that they're trying to do, as far as giving you their best representative instead of showing you who they really are. Over time, you get to see how people treat their mother, whether or not they operate on a job, what they do for a living, how they treat their friends, if they communicate effectively, if they're consistent in the way that they present themselves on a daily basis, so on and so forth. And then you don't have to worry about all of the repercussions that come along with paying for something and expecting something in return or taking.
I gotta stop. It sounds like he applies business to everything, even the relationship world. But like old girl was saying, now, if a female is willing to go 50-50 on the first date, I think that says a lot. I think that says she's showing some interest. I think it says a lot.
Something and then expecting to give something in return if you're the woman, right? So most people don't understand what it means to be successfully married. Most people are marrying somebody that they don't really know, and then they start to uncover all of the secrets later. And you can circumvent that. You can skip that line if you're actually interested in vetting for a spouse. And that is the key word. A lot of people is just dating because it's just something to do, or that's their social norm. Other people are actually interested in being married and being successfully married. And the best way for you to be able to choose a spouse is not to swipe left, swipe right, not to DM anybody on Instagram, but to just organically get to know people based off of proximity, similar interests, network, friends, so on and so forth, right? If you are looking.
Let me stop one guy. I like what he said organically. I do agree with that. Like, if you're out there, you're looking for love, you're searching for love, you ain't going to find it. But if you not looking for it, not searching board. It can or can't be anti-social. See, I'm Team Hermit, but I work 7 days a week. I'm always promoting music. I'm always podcasting, always creating content. You know, I'm always working. But yeah, you got to get out there. You got to meet people. You know what I'm saying? And it is weird nowadays, though. Like, you can't really, I get what he's saying about network, but you can't always meet people the same way nowadays. Like, it's really funny out there, like, how you even look at chicks, they're, like, screaming sexual harassment, you know? But, yeah, this kind of applies to Cheesecake Factory Girl, I would say. And I think better first dates are, like, bowling alleys, skate rinks, things of that nature.
For somebody that you want to marry, then it's one thing. But if you're actually looking to just have sex or go on a date and spend some money and then it be transactional, that's an entirely different conversation. Most people can't separate the two. They think happenstance and going on a whole bunch of dates, and that's not how life works. It's not how life works. When in business, you don't just go to a whole bunch of jobs and then hope one stick. You're very intentional about how you place yourself. You operate with purpose and intention. You go to college, you condition yourself, you learn a skill, right? You then become, you modify your resume, you do your internships, you start to level up, you set the expectation for what it is that you want in life, and then you go for it, and then eventually you work your way up to when you level up and you get to the space that you're supposed to be. We're not like that when it comes to our relationships. We're very intentional like that when it
comes to I really heard enough. I could tell Mr. Anton Daniels basically looks at everything from a business perspective. I don't look at everything from a business perspective. I look at a lot of things in life from a laws of nature perspective. And I look at business from a business perspective and marketing from a marketing perspective. But when it comes to, like, relationships and things of that nature, I look at it from a laws of nature perspective unless I'm applying marketing to it. We're going to go ahead and wrap this one up. I got, what is it? At 7 o'clock, we got an interview set up with UFC fighter Chris Lytle for Circle Kings podcast. And we got another one set up for Darius Ray Jackson at 8 o'clock for the Circle Kings podcast. So I actually do three podcasts in this very room. Paul Pickett podcast. You see the name above me. Live from Vietnam. Check us out every Friday. And Circle Kings podcast is coming soon. We're putting all the interviews together, and we're going to make a series out of every set of interviews that we do. And don't forget to check out Dizzle at DizzleBrand.com and the New Litter Apparel. I got one of the t-shirts on right now for all you dog lovers. New Litter Apparel t-shirts. Check us out. And we're about to hit you with that outro, and I'm out.